Hello, friends, and welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today from the studios of KKNW here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a better place. I want to make some quick announcements and bring on my good friend, Robert Sataikum, who's a very spiritual man and with the Puyallup tribe in Tacoma, Washington. And I know he always has lots of wisdom to share. Robert will also be a featured speaker at my Galactic Wisdom Conference next weekend. He'll be presenting on Sunday, March 15th. I'll be going back to Mount Shasta twice this year, from July 1st to the 8th, 2020, and then again from August 27th to September 3rd, 2020. We always see lots of Sasquatch and many UFOs flying around the mountain, and we always meet Adama and the people of Telos and the Hollow Earth. This summer will be a good time, will be a very special time to be at Mount Shasta, because my spirit guides tell me that Shasta will be one of the first places to ascend into the fifth dimension. And with the ascension, we should be able to physically see Adama and the people of Telos come out to greet us on Mount Shasta. So it should be a fascinating time. The cost is just $200 per person, and it always includes free camping. We always also, the last since 2016, everyone who's been with me, many people who've been with me on the trip, also experienced many miracle healings, including the restoration of eyesight, restoration of crippled legs, the elimination of Lyme's disease, as well as Lou Gehrig's disease. If you'd like to go, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793, or toll-free at 1-888-879-8339. In addition, this year, from May 17th to June 5th, 2020, I'll be taking a small group of people with me to Peru to visit one of the world's most spiritual places, Machu Picchu. In addition, we'll be visiting Lake Titicaca and the Stargate of Amaru Mural, as well as the Nazca Lines in Paracas, which has a museum of hybrid human extraterrestrial skulls. We'll also be meeting local India shaman who will give healing sessions for those who want it, and the trip should really be out of this world. When I was in Peru last month, we were greeted at the Amaru Mural Stargate by a chorus of children from Agartha and the Hollow Earth, and as well as condors flying overhead. And we also saw the huge ship of Pleiadian Admiral Hilarius. He's in charge of all the 2 million Pleiadian craft now circling the planet Earth, helping us with the ascension. And he protected us during the whole trip, and I was so glad he was there. The cost is only $497 with airfare and accommodations extra. Psychic readings will also be available, and I hope you can come with me to this very special place. With that, I'd like to bring on my good friend, Robert Sataikum from Tacoma. Bob, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Oh,
thanks
good.
For asking.
Good. It's so good to have you on. Well, I was going to ask you, we've got Michiko Hayashi from Tokyo in the studio today. And Bob, why don't you say hi to her?
Hi, Robert.
Hi, dear. How are you? Good to hear your voice.
Oh, good to hear your voice, too. Thank you so much for coming on Ted's show.
Yes, I'm very fortunate to be on there and hear your voice and Ted's as well. You calm my waters. You know, you really do. You two really calm my waters.
Oh.
I can see the bottom of the lake when I talk to you people. Thank you.
Oh, wonderful.
Our pleasure. Our pleasure, Robert. Well, Robert, since we have water people here, I'm interested in water. Michiko's interested in water, and I know you are too. So could you tell us briefly about the importance of water and why we should pay attention to water issues?
You know, I was just having doing a recording in regards to water and the importance of water. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we acknowledge it, and I understand it, and I respect it as the highest teacher, the highest elder, you know, because it vibrates at the highest frequency known. To all man and all woman and all things, you know, the love, it's love, unconditional love, water. It's not a magician like David Copperfield or something. It's not a deceiver. It has no intention of wronging you. It has no intention of of deceiving you or tricking you in any way. You know, it's clarity and it's honesty and it's truth. You know, it is so needed. You know, not just by a certain population or a certain species, but by all. And when I say all, I'm talking about habitat. Mm-hmm. And it's inhabited pet. You know, I'm talking about all, you know, the ones with wings and the fins and four legs, creepy crawl around, and the two-legged too, you know. Everything, everybody, and everyone needs it, you know. And what it does, it's a healer, and it restores and reconciles and returns sense and wit and metal and character and health, your emotions, your mental being, your physical, more importantly, your spiritual. You know, it really feeds these things that create a social being, you know, you and I and us, even them too, you know. And all things are water. I mean, whether it's in the sea or whether it's on land, whether it's a stream, river, lake, brook, or our oceans, you know, it's all around us, they say, that we're surrounded by love, surrounded by water, the ocean. You know, there's only one ocean, only one tear, only one kind of sweat. You know, we don't sweat rivers or lakes. We sweat the ocean. We are the drips and the drops and the splishes and splashes that create a body of water. So love, you know, is so much needed. You know, we're thirsting for this thing that we've been allowed to be mishandled, mismanaged, compromised, polluted, forgotten, mm-hmm. Damned, mm-hmm. and things like that. And so at this time, you know, I think it's a reflection, perhaps, of, like, the discomfort and the dysfunction and the disease that they're calling the coronavirus or politics or our health systems, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. It's mirroring back to us, you know.
Yeah.
That, go ahead.
I think everything is, the foundation of everything is water. So when I remember Dr. Emoto used to say the unresonance of water, when water is not resonating with other waters, that shows that people are not resonating. That means, in another word, when water is resonant, then people are resonant. It's because we are part of water, or water is part of us. And water is God. Dr. Emoto always said water is God, because water is the messenger of God. And we have been taken advantage or taken it granted that water is all around us. And we have forgotten to appreciate it, to take care of it. Instead of taking care of it, or instead of being grateful for water, we're polluting it. And that's coming back to us. So it's now time to learn from water, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, maybe that's when we say, maybe that's what that means. Now, in English anyway, when we say take, you know, take care, mm-hmm. that we're taking care of the water, maybe that's what that meant or something like that. Maybe we should start giving,
yeah, take.
Giving care to water.
Exactly. What a beautiful expression. Mm-hmm. Yes, I really totally agree with you, Robert. What a beautiful expression. Yes, I'm not an English native speaker, so I don't really.
You do pretty well.
Thank you. I use the terms as I learned, but
yeah.
Take. So we're taking. But instead, we should be giving.
Yes, we change the vibration that way, don't we?
Take yes.
Away from that male or that overbearing kind of, you know, cake corporation kind of, you know, that has been abusing.
Mm-hmm.
And the problems I've been abusing and not caring about our water. You know, when caring is sharing, right?
Yeah.
Sharing is caring. That, those are all actions of love. And
exactly.
Yes, if we're going to use, I guess, our language, I guess we use it to our benefit. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? When you were speaking, Michiko, I was seeing it that you know, like if we poured a little bit of water on that desk right there and a little bit over here on this desk, it eventually they would vibrate and connect mm-hmm. with one another. I think that we did that on the radio program once.
Once before.
And that what we've done to our ocean, or what has occurred to our oceans, our in our rivers is resonant in us and making us, you know, like maybe that we don't have the coherency or the courage to say, hey, you know, you can't be doing those things, you know, whatever it takes, you know, because a drip is just a drip and a splish is just a splish. But when they all get together, they make that trickle, and that trickle becomes the stream or the river that creates the water like that. And mm-hmm. so if we all, you know, somehow, some way, I think we knew or agreed or mm-hmm. understand or pretty much understand that it's 10%,
mm-hmm.
be 10% of us that will take to vibrate at let's just have these kind of conversations.
It's like the way
you and I are praying right now, huh?
Right. And each droplet, like we are just one droplet of water of this whole world. And if one droplet, I mean me, I, you, while each one droplet becomes a beautiful, loving, giving droplet, then just imagine how beautiful this world will be. Right?
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
You have a lot of people, they just what they can do,
mm-hmm.
what they all can do is just they can accept that, you know, they mm-hmm. can accept that maybe what we've learned or been taught or what we've been exposed to in our education systems like that, you know, mm-hmm. we can challenge ourselves to look beyond or stretch our imagination. Like, what are these people talking about? What is the importance of water? What do they talk about, these healing properties? How does it grant coherency and clarity in my mind? How do they talk about it? How does it heal so many people and so much? And, you know, just that the people maybe that are listening now, we can provoke a feeling, not a thought, you know, because I think that people, by thinking, mm-hmm. that's why everything is fine. You know, hey, how you doing? Fine. How's things going? Fine. How's your smile? Everything's fine when it's not, you know? And, and so, like, quit thinking and start feeling, please, and think, hey, how are you feeling? Then people got to own that feeling. They got to own their water, you know? Mm-hmm. Is it raging? Is it falling? Is it placid? You know, how is your water today? I think that way we can start connecting and create that frequency or that vibration.
Yeah.
Amongst one another to be, you know, to become that body of water. I love speaking with you.
I know,
I love
me
listening.
Too. I mean, you know, having this kind of a conversation uplifts everyone's feelings and emotions.
Positivity.
And positive, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right?
It's
I'm
beautiful. This
I'm
is
smiling.
So good. I love this.
Yeah. Well, Robert, I really enjoy your words of wisdom. You always have so many good things to say. And also, too, could you do a water ceremony on Sunday, maybe down at the Capitol Lake again after the conference, if you get time?
I would love to.
Oh, let's do it.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Oh, let's
always
do it.
Always a service to water. Always a service to water.
Okay.
And before you get me off the air, that's what charity means. It tells love, hope, faith, and charity. Charity is that service work that we're doing.
It's giving. That's giving. So I love that. It's giving,
Wonderful. Well, I became an enrolled member of the Cherokee tribe in Georgia last year, actually. So that's very special word to me. So anyway.
Glad to hear that.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that. Yeah.
Thank you. My great-great-grandmother was full-blooded Cherokee from the Trail of Tears. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Honor her memory like that. But, yeah, thank you for the opportunities that you give me, you know, and the connections that we make. What we're saying, what we are doing are the examples for other people that want those changes, that want something different in their life, that want something good in their life, you know.
Yes.
And should really take stock of that before they, you know, before I get off the air like that, take a moment and say, hey, what are we doing in our life? Why are we here? You know, what is our destiny and what is the plan? You know, what are our goals and what do we have to gift to this world? What do we have to give away to this world?
Mm-hmm. Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Robert, thank you so much for coming on today. I really appreciate it. And I'm so happy you'll be coming to my conference and giving a keynote speech on Sunday, March 15th.
Sounds good to me. I'll see everybody then and there.
Okay,
then,
Robert.
Be well and be at peace.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Robert. Really
I'll see you next week.
Okay.
See you guys. All right. All my relations.
Thank you, my friend.
High vibration. Love you. Bye.
Bye-bye. That was Robert Satayakam of the Puyallup tribe in Tacoma, Washington, giving us his words of wisdom. I always enjoy Robert, and he'll be a featured speaker at my conference coming up next weekend. And my next guest is Jason Armstrong from beautiful Vancouver, Canada. Jason, how are you doing today?
I'm well, Ted. How are you?
Oh, good. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm so happy you could call you. We could get a hold of you today, Jason. And thank you so much for coming to my conference next week, and I'm really going to enjoy having you there.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah. Well, Jason came to my Mount Shasta, has been at Mount Shasta with me several times. And tell my listeners, Jason, what happened one time when you were there and how Adama helped heal your eyesight.
I just need a minute. I'm just walking to the my location here.
Oh, okay, yeah. Actually, take 2 minutes if you like, or three.
Okay.
That's fine. I can keep talking. Jason came with me to Mount Shasta several times, and he experienced a miracle healing there. He and I will be giving joint presentations on Mount Shasta from our firsthand experience next weekend as well. Jason is in regular contact with Adama, the high priest of Telos and the hollow earth beneath Mount Shasta. And he's a wonderful fellow. I really like his energy, and I'm so happy he could come on my show today, and I'm so happy he'll be coming to my Galactic Wisdom Conference next weekend. If you live far away from Olympia, Washington, and you'd still like to participate and hear the speakers at my conference, you can do that by live stream, and it only costs $50 for the whole weekend or $25 a day. For more information, please go to our website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com, and it's very easy to sign up. And I want to thank my good friend Anthony Rodrigo from Los Angeles, who set that up for me. He gave me a wonderful suggestion. And Anthony and his girlfriend, or his fiancée from Japan, Ri, will also be there giving angel readings. So he's a wonderful man, and he's been with me at Mount Shasta a couple times. Jason, are you okay now?
Yeah, I'm okay now.
Okay, good. You sound okay. You sound normal. We can't see you, but I assume you sound normal.
Oh, yeah. It's me. It's the real me.
Anyway, good. And I was going to ask you, Jason, any messages from our dear friend Adama, and also how people can – what are the positive things people can do to against this this coronavirus?
Sure, he's actually standing by, so then just give me a moment.
Okay, that's fine. Anyway, Jason's a good friend of mine. He'll be coming down to the conference next weekend, so you'll be able to meet him in person. He's been channeling Adama now for the last several years. Jason has been with me and is planning on coming with me to Mount Shasta this July. He's a wonderful fellow, and I know that you'll enjoy meeting him, both at the conference next weekend and also at Mount Shasta if you're coming along. I still have some openings. It's filling up fast, but I still have some openings. I'll be going back to Mount Shasta twice this year, from July 1st through the 8th, and again from August 27th through September 3rd. If you have any questions or need advice on where to fly into, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com.
Good day, beloved being.
Hello, Adama. It's so good to talk to you. Thanks so much for coming on my show today. We really appreciate it.
It's always joy.
Thank you.
It's true.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you so much. I know that there's this virus going around now, coronavirus. From your perspective, Adama, how can people help themselves and help others with the virus?
The first thing about this virus is it's not what it seems on the surface.
Okay.
There's a lot more going on behind the scenes.
Okay.
One's able to lift the cover and go deeper.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like one event is using multiple events happening at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
All beings on the surface need to stay calm, balanced, and centered. Humanity will get through this.
Good.
Also, a perspective. All beings who leave the planet choose to. There's always from the soul level where a decision is made. And dependent on choices to being made in the circumstances, the soul may choose to leave. And this exit point could be a virus, could be a car accident, could be anything. The soul used to leave the planet. Remember, there is no death. For all our eternal spiritual beings. And this virus, even though people name them like a ball, deep state, did release it, so that can have the effect that they want. Humanity will make it through. Do not believe everything that you are told. Go within. Feel the energy. Does it feel like truth? Or does it make you feel confused, upset? If it makes you feel confused or upset, coming from a place of darkness. All beings must go within to feel the energies. The heart mind cannot be lied to. The virus will peak and it'll drop off. Remember, humanity is not alone. All are working to make sure that Gaia and humanity ascend. Nothing the dark ones do will prevent that. All must remain positive, balanced, and centered. Do not react, but just observe neutrally for what is going on. Remember, there's always more than it seems. Also, we need to keep sending love and light to all beings. Keep sending that no matter what. That will help lighten the energies up. And also, the light workers continue to remove structures that are interfering with the light. Remove them. Keep removing them. Do not give up. Humanity is almost there. Before the sunshine, there's always a rough period. Remember that. Everyone that is meant to will make it through. Shall I go on?
Yes, please.
Remember, the dark ones are desperate. They will do anything to cause panic and lower the timeline. Humanity must be able to see through this and see that's an effort that will not succeed. There's so much support, all of humanity and Gaia during this period. Just because you can't see the off-world beings or their craft all the time does not mean they're not there. All are helping, but humanity must do their part as well. Shed the old structures, the old energy. Invite the new energy in. Anchor them. Gaia. chaos, so that is the old crumbling. For there is no support now for the old. Support for the new. It will not happen overnight. But each one looks within themselves, removes that not in their highest best interest. It'll help you move forward for a smoother ride. But it doesn't have to be suffering on this transition. But each one must do their inner work. At doing their inner work, it'll be a smoother ride. There's much going on behind the scenes. Well, it seems like the Dark Ones had it their way again. This is not what it is. It's a futile attempt. Humanity will not know all the beings are being arrested, taken off planet, erased. Or is that necessary to know that? It's not necessary for humanity to know all that's going on. What you need to know will come to you. Just allow it. Mm-hmm. And be at ease. Trust the divine plan. It is moving forward more than most of the humanity knows. There may many changes arriving, but first they must go through the energetic planes before they come to the physical. Allow that to happen. Know that a lot of changes are coming. Everything happens when it needs to. And know that everything that needs to happen will happen, divine right time and order. Okay. No sooner and no later. Okay. Surrender to your higher self. Each one will be guided where they need to be, what they need to do. And respect another's choice. Not all beings will be doing the same activity to help Gaia and humanity. Each one has a different role. Respect another being's role and see it as another part of the whole. For we are all one. Look beyond the physical body and you'll see that. Any other questions?
You know, I think you always have such wonderful advice for humanity, Adama. And Jason, thank you for channeling Adama today. I think one of the most important things you said is to surrender to your higher self and especially to remain calm and trust the divine plan. Because I know I agree with you totally that things will work out. The negatives here want to instill panic, but they're not getting it. And you're much better off trying to look at things rationally and know that there is a God and there are angels out there. And there are entities out there who are helping us and will continue to help us through this. And I know that
we are God.
We are all gods. Yeah, we all have that spark of the God, supreme being within us. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think your message is so important. And I want to thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with us today. I really appreciate it. All my listeners, I know, appreciate your love and light.
It's always joy. For everything that all beings do and myself.
Wonderful.
And deliver messages to humanity.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, again, Adama, from my heart to yours and all the hearts of all my listeners worldwide, thank you so much. And Jason, too, for coming on my show today. We're really looking forward to seeing you this summer at Mount Shasta and having Jason and you at my conference next weekend. Thank you so much, my friend.
Yeah, he's last.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Jason. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Now, I want to also share this little bit with everyone listening today. When the Talosians greet each other, from what I know, Jason, they put both of their hands over their heart and they bow their head. And that's a beautiful way to say hi to someone. Our habit here in the West of shaking somebody's hand comes from 11th century England, where the knights would drop their swords so they wouldn't be a backstabber to someone else. So we don't have swords anymore. At least I don't have any. So you might want to practice doing that with your friends when you go greet with them. You can shake their hands if you want, just to show that you don't have a sword to stab them in the back. But you can always kind of put your hand over your heart like this and bow your head, and that sends and send love and light.
So that's something that Japanese people do.
Okay.
That's how we greet with each other. We don't put our hands on our heart, but we put our hands down on the legs.
Right.
And then bow.
Right. Well, that's good.
That's good.
Yeah. So you don't have any sword in your hand or anything. So that's good. That's good. So you can greet each other without getting backstabbed. That's good. And I know the Pleiadians, from my Pleiadian family, they've told me that they usually use the right hand if you're right-handed or left-handed.
Mm-hmm.
Left hand if you're left-handed. And they use one hand over and then bow. But it has the same effect.
Beautiful.
Of sending lots of love and light. So, Jason, I just got a message from the Sasquatch at Mount Shasta. They said for us to bring white frosted cinnamon rolls when we go down to Mount Shasta this summer. They're all waiting. They can't wait. And so people coming on the trip, and they want organic. Sorry, they don't like GMO food. But they'll definitely. And I remember what happened last year. We cooked some up on the campfire, and we burned the bottoms of some of the cinnamon rolls. And the Sasquatch, they didn't get mad, but they didn't eat them either.
Yeah.
So we've got to get our quality standards up on making the cinnamon rolls for them. We can't just give them
burnt
food. Yeah, they don't like that. Yeah. So anyway.
They also sent me apples as well. They want apples.
Oh,
they want apples? Okay.
We have to write down, make a note.
Do they want baked apples or any particular kind? Do they want them cooked, caramel apples? I guess.
Just organic raw
apples.
Okay, apples. All right, well, we'll write that down, apples. Okay. All right, if they want anything else, like, I don't know, maybe orange juice or beer or whatever, let me know. We'll bring it along for them.
They don't want
set
beer,
it up.
I don't
Send
think.
It out for them, organic beer, yeah. Yeah, there's a store next down in Olympia I found the other day. They sell organic chocolate beer from England, and it's quite delicious. Maybe if you talk to the Sasquatch, ask them whether they want organic chocolate beer. We'll see. Or maybe some hard cider would be fun. Have a big party, but anyway, that sounds great. Well, Jason, it's always fun to talk to you, my friend, and I can't wait to see you next weekend.
That should be awesome.
Great, my friend.
See you, Jason, next
okay.
week.
Don't worry. We'll take good care of you when you get down here. We'll take good care of you, Jason. Okay.
That's good.
All right, my friend. Don't worry about anything. Trust the plan.
I will.
Okay. All right, Jason. All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, my friend. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Cheers. That was Jason Armstrong calling us from Contact, where we're talking to him in beautiful Vancouver, Canada. And he will be at my conference next year, this weekend.
This weekend, yeah.
But this summer he'll be
this
as well.
Next weekend.
Next weekend, yeah, he'll be coming. Yeah, and we're trying to reach Eric Raines now. He's a wonderful healer in Oregon. I hope we can reach him. If not, we have another gentleman waiting, Emmanuel Eiter. Okay, we're not able to reach him, but let's call Emmanuel Eiter. We're having some troubles getting through. But anyway, we can keep talking. Jason's a wonderful man. He had an experience like I did last year,
mm-hmm.
where he was at Ascension Rock, which is the main entrance to one of the main portals to the Hollow Earth at Mount Shasta. And I'll never forget this story. He says, Ted, I got a message to go out and meditate at Ascension Rock, which is the main entrance to the Hollow Earth. So I said, okay, my friend, well, good luck. And he said he went up there, and the rocks started changing. They started having all these geometric paddocks around them. And then Adama came through, and his eyes felt really scratchy, and they were very, very itchy.
Mm-hmm.
And this went on for a couple hours.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, he walked back to the campsite. The thing is that when he walked back to the campsite, he realized he didn't need his glasses anymore. He'd worn glasses for like 20, 25 years.
Wow.
And shortly thereafter, he got the message that Adama had healed his eyesight like he healed mine.
I remember.
And he had perfect vision.
Yeah.
So then he realized he didn't need glasses anymore, and he threw his glasses away, and then he drove home to Vancouver, Canada. And the funny thing is that he was sitting there with his wife and two cute little kids at the dinner table in Vancouver, and his wife's kind of conservative compared to Jason. And the kids were saying, "Daddy, you don't wear any glasses anymore. What happened?" And so his wife looked up and looked at him and stared at him, and Jason said, "Well, the angels healed me." Mm-hmm. And she didn't know what to say. I think she has still a hard time believing it.
Well,
now, but that's all right. Yeah, he's a nice fellow and talks to Adama all the time.
Yeah.
So
I remember July last year,
uh-huh,
when he was at the Mount Shasta with,
yeah,
us.
Yeah.
His eyes were kind of with the tears.
Yeah.
And then
that's
he
right.
said. His eyes were being upgraded again.
Right.
So he had that time, and his eyes were healed again last year. So I was really, he told me what happened. I was kind of impressed and touched by story.
I've been having a very busy schedule for many, many years,
mm-hmm,
and I don't take many breaks. I know my friend Simon warned me before to take some breaks. It was good for my health, or else I could have some health problems.
Imagine.
Anyway, I know. They upgraded. They gave me a new heart, upgraded
Good.
My heart.
Oh,
that was back
wonderful.
In 2018.
Mm-hmm.
So that really, really helped me. And
Great.
When we're talking about the subject of hearts, I can't think of a better person than Emmanuel Eiter, my good friend from spiritual film producer from Hollywood. And Emmanuel's now on the line. Emmanuel, how are you doing today, my friend?
I'm doing great, Ted. How are you doing? How is everybody doing over there?
Fine. I've got somebody in the studio. I think you may have met her.
I recognize her laugh. I know who that is.
You must be psychic.
Emmanuel, I love how you talk. Full of happiness, brightness, beautiful.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now,
I'm driving along the coast of Santa Barbara.
Oh,
I'm
beautiful.
I'm coming home from Los Angeles, from mm-hmm, lots of hustling and pushing and willing and healing and trying to make things happen.
Oh, good. Well, Emmanuel, you do wonderful films. And tell us.
Thank you.
You do some wonderful films, my friend. Tell us about your latest films. I'd love to hear. My listeners would love to.
The latest film, which is being edited as we speak, actually, I'm going to go see the editor in an hour. It's called Guns, Bombs, and War. A love story.
Ooh,
and sounds great.
Starts with a dialogue about the notion of violence, about the guns, the bombs, the war,
mm-hmm,
and trying to go beyond that debate and realize that if we are in a situation of semi-failure right now, it's really because we are not in two relationships with each other. We are not in two love relationships. We are into consumership, into gun shape, sex shape, whatever shape, but business shape. But it's not about realizing that we are potentially all partners for each other. And the reason is because we are all one single prototype with a very specific genus. So whatever the skills of Ted are not my skills, and vice versa. And so because of that, I'm convinced that if you put all these genuses in a situation of partnership, then overnight, you can really find all the solutions for pandemic or financial crisis. And obviously, war doesn't make sense because why should we kill each other? It makes absolutely no sense.
Right.
You know, right now, it makes sense because it's a business. That this is all governments are making money. That's the only way they make money. So it's very sad. So it's a beautiful movie. It's going to be done, totally done, like around the end of April. We hope to sell it at the Cannes Film Festival in May. I'm still raising another $10,000. So if anybody is willing to, you know, pledge, please find me on the internet via my website called wonderlandantgroup.com. ENTgroup.com, or you just type my name, Emmanuel Etier, on Google, and you can get to me. And I'd be showing a promo at your conference next week.
That's right.
And I'd be talking about it.
That's right. So and
I can't wait.
Oh, me too, my friend. And for those who'd like to meet Emmanuel, he is flying in on Thursday. He'll be there through Sunday morning, and he'll be showing his previews on Saturday, March 14th. And please come. He's a wonderful man, and he does wonderful work. And the thing that I like about you, Emmanuel, you do everything from your heart mind.
That's all. I wish I had a bigger brain and not a bigger heart.
No, you have a big heart.
I'm just a cliche of the French lover. That's it. I love everybody.
Right.
That's my complex.
Right.
What I call the Christ complex.
Right. Well,
if I was a bit smarter, I'd be a bit more prudent and a bit more, and probably richer, but I'm not. But again, if I have to train my brain for my heart, I do it in an instant.
Yeah.
No
problem. Wow. Wow. Was there one thing that propelled you on a spiritual path, Emmanuel? There's one event in your life, or was a series of events, or have you always been spiritual?
Well,
like this?
Basically, the one thing was more like one thing after another. It was a domino effect, but it's really when I started doing that work that there was something that awakened in me, a real vision for my own life to do something on a different scale. And so, you know, it's starting with humanitarian documentaries, and now it's about going to the next step, which is for me politics. Mm-hmm. But politics from politics, which is from the people, for the people, with the people. So having said that, I just formed a political party in France. I'm going to attend the crazy, mad plan of running for president of France in 2 years, and we shall see. We shall see if I make it or not.
Well, I think you're going to do very well, and you're going to do better than even you expected in your wildest dreams, my friend. So, and I think you'll really hit a chord with people in France and around the world for your spiritual work.
Absolutely. And you use the word spiritual, so I want to remind people that spiritual comes from spiritus. Spiritus in Latin means the breath. Mm-hmm. So basically, right now I see a humanity out of breath, a humanity that is in need of oxygen, and that's the type of politician I want to be. I want to be a spiritual wire for these people. I want to give them the breath, give them the oxygen, because they're being asphyxiated, taken in hostages by all these guys that tell themselves they are politicians, but really what they are is failed, miserable gangsters and nothing else. I mean, if you look at Trump, Putin, Macron, these are all gangsters, lame gangsters. Mm. They're even incapable of doing good business.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time that we have spiritual warriors to take over. You know, that time has come, I think.
There's one archangel who's coming in, and he's asked me to give you this message. It's Archangel Michael, and he's a warrior spirit, Emmanuel. So just send little lots of love and mental thoughts to him. He said he would love to help you out. By the way, in your
perfect,
work.
Perfect, Michael. Let's go and clean up the world. I'm ready, buddy. See, that's why I talk to God. I say, hey, God, let's go to war.
That's great. That's great.
A war of
That's
love.
Great.
A war of love.
That's
world
great.
Of love.
That's
yes.
You know the way I'm trying to sell myself in France, because people say, "Well, you've been here for 30 years and everything." You know, say, "Well, that's good, because you know I've been an immigrant. I've been here for 30 years, so I've got an international view and experience." But really, it's a combination. You know, I always say I'm kind of Trump with the heart of Gandhi. And for me, it's important because Trump is not all bad. His energy is explosive, and that's good. But what's bad is the hurt. You were talking about hurt. The problem is, I think Trump has a failed hurt. You know, he really doesn't get it. He's a little broken boy that needs a lot of love, and he doesn't get any, so he can't express his love clearly.
Sure.
But me, it's fine. I have no problem. So I'm very rough and tough and punchy, but I'm not a bully. Because I love. I do that out of love, but I'm not weak and wimpy. I need action. I need things to be done, and right now, not yesterday or tomorrow. So we'll see. You know, it's a different approach.
Oh, but, sure.
As you said, it's a wire of life. You know,
That's right. That's right. Now, I wanted to ask you this question, Emmanuel, because you probably have much better information. I know you have better information on this than I do, or many people here do in the U.S., but we don't get much in our mass media about what's really going on in France and the rest of Europe.
It's a mess. The answer is a mess. It's a mess. It's a little bit worse than here in the sense where a lot of areas have school closed and people working from home. And so it's pretty messed up. I think, you know, I mean, I talked to my dad, who is a doctor, and he says because the virus obviously reacts to the heat, so until the temperature rises, there isn't much you can do. You know, it's going to keep spreading. So I think until the summer, we are in crap, my friend. So we just have to be very patient, very careful. There is, you know, coming to your conference, my wife is freaking out because she sees in the media how many cases there are in Seattle. And I tell her, you know, can't touch Emmanuel. And the good news is that even if I get the virus, I wouldn't die because I'm a healthy 53-year-old guy. So there is no reason for me to die. Worst case, I'm going to have to take a vacation for a week, being fed and cured by beautiful nurses in a great hospital. And that's great. You know, I embrace that. You know, so come on, virus. Let's dance, buddy.
Well, before Michiko left Tokyo recently to come to the States, her colleague gave her the Hado codes for coronavirus. Mm-hmm. Tell them.
Well, we have that. Dr. Moto was a doctor of alternative medicine, and he healed more than 10,000 people using this Hado device and made imprinted water for everyone accordingly. I mean, to help with the diseases or problems that they had. And my coworker, or actually Dr. Moto's first son, first student and the best student, whose name is Mr. Yoshinouchi, Yoshi, we call him Yoshi. Yoshi discovered in these Hado means vibration, Hado codes to make water for the protection of coronavirus. And I had forgotten about it. And I do have those codes. So during the Hado, during this Galactic Wisdom Conference next weekend, I will be making water for this.
If people want them.
Yeah, if people want them, then I can make this water to protect themselves from coronavirus. So yeah. I will make one for you, too, so that your wife will not have to worry about this.
right. Tell your wife.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I need all the help possible to reassure my wife.
Thanks. Yeah.
No, don't worry. Archangel Michael said he told me he can help you with that, too.
Oh, good.
Perfect. Let's do it, Michael. Well, I can't wait to be with you, my friends, in less than a week, right?
That's right.
6 days. So that's it's gonna be great.
That's right. You'll be flying in here soon before we know it, Emmanuel. So,
But
you operate from the heart, and that's one of the greatest things about you, Emmanuel. And you produce some wonderful films. And I want to thank you so much for coming up next weekend. We'll have a wonderful time.
Thank you for having me. And thanks to the virus in part, because if I come, it's because of that virus, because I was supposed to be in Saudi Arabia. I was invited at the last minute at some Red Sea Film Festival, and then because of the pandemic, they freaked out and canceled it. And now I'm able to come to your place.
Okay, great.
But the virus is helping without wanting to help.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Well, I know we're going to get through. I know we're going to get through it. And the best thing to do is remain calm and think positive thoughts. Don't buy into the fear. Positivity always helps.
Healthy
never
buy emotions.
In any way.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, Emmanuel,
right.
I'm so happy you could call in today, and I can't wait to see you later this week. So anyway, my friend.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, my both friends. Have a great weekend. Much love, much light, much peace, and I'll see you next week.
All right, my friend.
Thank you, Emmanuel.
Thank you so much. Merci beaucoup, Emmanuel.
See you next week.
Next week.
Thank you, my friend.
Bye.
All righty. Bye. That was Emmanuel Eiter, my good friend. He's a wonderful and famous French Hollywood film director, and he'll be here in person next week. He got his tickets. He'll be flying in. We've got everything set up for him to come in.
Yeah.
Right? No.
Yeah.
And for those of you interested in doing like spiritual films, he's a great man to see. He has raised millions of dollars for his films, and he's basically done what others said would be impossible to do, to create and do spiritual films on war, on making the planet a better place, on all kinds of different subjects, on water, that other people said couldn't be done.
Right.
And he's done it.
Yeah.
And he's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's doing it.
I think he's got such a strong will,
mm-hmm.
and he knows that he can do it. I mean, from his own voice, we can feel his energy. I mean, he's a going person. He believes in what he's doing. That's why he can make almost impossible into possible.
Right, right. Yeah, absolutely, so. Absolutely. And that started with my radio show, too.
Yeah,
supported by angels. And while we've been talking, the light in the studio has lit up. So for those of you who'd like to see this on YouTube, we're having a live stream now. Just go to our website at www.1150kknw.com, and you can click on YouTube, and you can see all this beautiful angelic light here, just right here in the studio. I've always told the manager here at the station that if they wanted to save money on their electricity bill, simply invite the angels in, and they'll just simply light up the studio, and you won't have to pay for electricity, but it'll come in a different way. And again, for those of you who'd like to, maybe you're not feeling well, or if you don't feel like flying from home, or if you're in England, for example, or Russia, or anywhere in Japan, anywhere around the world, you can get a live stream. You just go to my website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. Click on the live stream button, and for $50, you can watch the whole conference next weekend, mm-hmm. or $25 for a day. Yeah, per day. It's very reasonable. We wanted to make that so people could come and see that. So if you want to see me and see some fantastic healers and presenters, world-famous healers and spiritual people, and ETs, ET and UFO people, too, mm-hmm. from around the world, just visit our website, and you can visit it live stream. Michie, I'm so glad that you're carrying on the work of Dr. Emoto. I know his spirit is with us here in the studio today.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think we've got a couple minutes left now, but before we end, I wanted like for you to wrap up your interview today, too, and also mention what Dr. Emoto said about viruses and how love and gratitude can help with a virus.
I think it's more important to talk about viruses and Dr. Emoto's discovery, I would say, after doing the research and analysis, that viruses are not the third-dimensional entities. So the only way we can deal with these viruses is using this HADO technology. HADO means vibration, vibrational technology. And he discovered by showing love and gratitude to virus, then the virus would disappear. Mm-hmm. And that's why he always said love and gratitude is the higher, the most beautiful energy. So send love and gratitude, or you yourself become in a state of love and gratitude so that your vibration will be high. Mm-hmm. And I think it's something that I can share with everyone. And Dr. Deepak Chopra also said to be in a healthy emotional state.
Right.
A healthy emotional state is mm-hmm. loving, being grateful, being compassionate, and caring about people. All these are high vibration. So I just want everyone not to worry too much about coronavirus, but instead to be happy, to be joy, to be in the state of joy, love, and gratitude instead of being panic. So, or fear, or scared of virus. And that's something that I would like to share before we finish.
Yeah, well, I couldn't agree with you more. Those are good work of advice. It's always good to be positive
mm-hmm.
and upbeat.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, regarding about anything negative.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure,
because if you go into a state of panic, all you're doing is drawing negativity to you.
Yeah, we just don't want to resonate with that.
Right. I have a message now from President Kennedy, mm-hmm. Who I'd like to play now for to wrap up the show. And thank you, everyone, so much for listening today. I hope you have a beautiful and happy weekend.
Thank you so much, everyone.
Fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you. but what together we can do for the freedom of man.
Thank you so much, everyone, for listening today. I hope you have a beautiful and happy weekend. And I'm looking forward to seeing you at my Galactic Wisdom Conference next weekend. Bye-bye, everyone.